in color? Seriously?
Wow.
I might know it. I just didn't know the name. I don't know.
What do you think, Henry? Southern Girls?
Well, I think anything they did in the studio was kind of diluted. You know, Epic kind of like wanted to tame them, and live they were just like this incredibly wild, energetic band. And if you listen to Budokan, I mean, and you go and listen to the same tracks on the studio albums, the difference is like night and day. They're just you want to
maybe play something from Live at Budokan. That album is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, Southern Girls is on Live at Budokan.
How come I don't play see
that
it here?
Then.
I don't see it
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that would be a cool thing to do. Play the studio and play the live, and then you can really hear how much more vibrant they were as a live.
I'm not going to play them back-to-back. That gets redundant.
Okay. Well, just a thought.
Live at Budokan. I got Live at Budokan here. I don't see Southern Girls, though.
Or Play Surrender. Play Surrender, then. I know that's on there.
Sure. We'll have to play a live one, though, if see.
My first Cheap Trick show was they opened up for Kinks, Sleepwalker.
That's one hell of a show.
Sleepwalker at wow. Red Rocks outside of Denver, which is probably still, to my liking, is one of the best concert venues I've ever been to.
Wow. What a concert that must have been.
That's
rocking the rocks.
That, yeah, we'll just do Surrender live at Budokan.
All right, there you go.
In a little while.
Cool.
First, I gotta play a bunch of Sins, and then I'll play Black Rose, then some Cheap Trick.
Oh, yay! Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
There you go.
So, I'm gonna be as surprised as anybody else. I have no idea what you're gonna be playing.
Nope, I'm not gonna tell you either. You'll have to listen.
I guess
that's how I get my listeners.
Well, I want to thank I want to thank the Sins for taking me to L.A. I can't wait. It's one of the few cities I haven't been to, and it's as much of a rock and roll town as New York, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me back a shirt, Dan. That's all I'm asking for.
From the Viper Room.
Oh, a Viper Room and a New Sin shirt.
Oh, no problem
what
with the New Sin
shirt. What size are you, Brian?
What?
What size are you?
XL. XL.
You are okay. Not.
I'm tall.
You're tall, but you're lean. You're a lean machine.
I am lean, but I'm tall.
You're lean and mean.
All right. I mean, we could put an XL aside from you, but it's going to be big on you.
No, it won't. All my shirts are extra large.
I'll save one for you,
Bob. Well, then. I'll leave it there.
Yes, and the rest of my body is proportionally correct.
Well, okay.
Well, hey.
All right. Well, great.
All right. I don't know how. You know, I always tell Dan, every time you hear me use a curse word, you need to like slap my wrist or something, because or like I'm hanging out with guys way too much, and I'm starting to get a potty mouth. And
you can't do it on the air.
I know, it's like really hard to control anymore. I mean, first of all, I'm from New Jersey. Right there and then, I am, you know, I've inherited this, you know, predisposition to have a potty mouth. But then I'm with the guys all the time. You know, I'm traveling with the guys. You know, we're hanging with the guys. We're rehearsing with the guys.
You're hucking Louise on the sidewalk.
No, I haven't gotten that bad. I haven't gotten that bad. I'm still on some decorum.
All right.
There you go.
Well, you guys, what's up next this week?
I am going to be staying in and taking it easy because I'm terrified of COVID or that like stomach bug that's going around. I want to get on that plane Wednesday morning.
Yeah, we have a rehearsal tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go to rehearsal, but I don't want to get sick before going to LA.
We're flying out on Wednesday.
Sounds
leaving
good.
Leaving on a jet.
Yeah,
plane.
Just get ready for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm super disciplined when we have shows coming up. I especially if we're traveling to a show, I do not want to risk getting sick, and I spend my days working out, working on like my breathing, you know, making sure that, you know, I try to sing on a treadmill while I'm on the treadmill to keep, you know, because our shows are really physical. And I have to make sure that I am in, like, giving the audience the best I can.
Very good. Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you once again.
Thank you, Brian.
And
great to be here. 91.5 on your FM dial.
Thank
you.
And
Dan, you better not be like getting sick before this trip, because then I'll have to just kill you. So.
Okay, good to know. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'll see you at LAX.
It is actually ID time. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you very much.
Boston Rock.
Thank you. Yes, you've been listening to The Sins. New Jersey Rock.
Bye.
New Jersey meets Boston. You guys have a great trip. I'll be thinking of you. And
thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you in April.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
talking just enough. I'm in the middle of a white hot storm, riding her across the clouds. No sun, no sun, coming through, thunder pounding hard and loud. I'm in the middle of a white hot storm, riding her across the clouds. No sun, no sun, coming through, thunder pounding hard and loud. I'm in the middle of a white hot storm, riding her across the clouds. No sun, no sun, coming through, thunder pounding hard and loud.
91.5 WMFO Medford with the Sins. Let's see, we started the show with a Lou Reed tribute. Birthday boy Lou Reed. He played Heroin from Rock and Roll Animal. I Can't Stand It. That was a request from Cal. That was from the album Lou Reed, 1972. And we did some Velvet Underground, I'm Waiting for the Man. That was live at Max's Kansas City, New York City. And we ended it with Waves of Fear, 1982, The Blue Mask. And we played a brand new one from The Sins, Crow-Haired Boys. Rockin' song. Had a nice interview with the band. Listen to the archive later if you missed it. And then we followed the interview with three from The Sins, Learn to Feel Alive, Run from the Fire, and White Hot Storm. The Mystery Black Crow song. See if you can guess what Brian Young picks. Coming up right after this.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you. But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Head Blues from America with the band cover.
Great album. Great album. Great tour.
I guess Cindy, she thought I was going to play the new one. I will. I forgot. I will. right after Dan gives his little talk here.
Bootleg Dan presents. Lot stuff going on this spring. It's really going to start getting busy. We're going to start out at the Worthing Attic with Fast Tracks. If you don't know Fast Tracks, great band, Dave Harrison's band, Raven. They do great punk covers, obscure punk covers. But I'm really excited about the Strange Men. The Strange Men are playing at the Worthing Attic. Did you hear that? The Strange Men are at the Worthing Attic. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to it. Black Crow.
They're going to have to send people away, I think.
You never know.
It's a small place.
You never know. Working with Dean in Lucia. Black Crow Productions, Lowell. My partners in crime up there. This show will knock your socks off.
What date is that?
That is March 10th, Sunday, March 10th. I'll just be getting back from L.A., people. I'm coming in on the red eye. I'll be getting in around 7:30, and the show's at 4.
And his
4.
Eyes will be red.
My eyes will be red. I'll be wide awake, maybe. Anyway, and then we're rolling into March big time. We've got... I'm going to be down in New York. Let's say this. I'm going to be down in New York with my good friend Kip at the Bowery Electric for see Chris Spedding. If you don't know who Chris Spedding is, you need to know who he is. He played with Robert Gordon. And, I got to meet Robert Gordon and Chris Spedding the last time they were at the Once. And it was really cool, I'll be honest with you. I went to Robert Gordon. I said, I remember seeing you at the Savoy with Mink DeVille. And he goes, I was never there. And Chris said, yeah, you were, because I was with you. So that was really cool. I was like, okay, cool. But the old Savoy in Midtown, my New York friends probably remember that. So anyway, we're rolling into March 21st. I am really excited about this show. Mark Valentine on Wicked Cool Records is going to be playing with one of my favorite bands in Boston, Girl with a Hawk and the Stigmatics, down at the Music Room in Yarmouth. That's the opening night of the U.S. tour for Mark Valentine.
Thighscrape's bass player is now Pete from the Stigmatics.
Yeah, Pete's great. Great, great. And then he's playing again at the Burren the next night with the Chelsea Curve. They haven't been playing out much, so good time to go out and see them with Little Billy Lost.
Nice. I got something new from Little Billy Lost. I'm going to be playing in the last half hour.
All right. Hey, good friends of mine from New York are coming up. Fandango, New York City. Ross Byron is playing at the Margot Theater out in Western Mass, out in Northampton. And then the next night, he's at the Square Root with another great New York band, the Hasbro Brothers. Or Hasbros, I'm sorry, the Hasbros, not the Brothers.
Don't they make toys?
What?
Don't they make toys?
Yeah, yeah. And then with Satch Kern's band from also on Rock Garden Records. It'll be a great show. Then we roll into, I got to talk about this. We're talking about Sins. We're talking about Cindy. We're going to be down in New York at the Parkside Lounge for Cindy's birthday bash. Oh, by the way, she's going to be 27. So there you go. And it's going to be a great time. Talk about a party. The Parkside, Cindy, all my good friends in New York. And then we roll on. Hopefully, I may go see Girl School while I'm down there. They're playing at the Gramercy the next night. And then we're rolling into April. I am throwing a party for my own birthday with some of the best bands in Boston at the Warehouse 11. That's in Union Square. On Saturday, April 6th, with the amazing False Positives. If you haven't seen False Positives, if you didn't make it out to the Plimsoll show last week at the Square Root, you got to go see the False Positives. Great band. And we got another really good band from New York. I just love bringing bands in from New York. Density with Don Black Cat.
I know those guys. I actually gone on stage and sang with them down in New York when we were there.
There you go. There you go. And great guys. They love playing up here in Boston. We got Stop Calling Me Frank on Rumbar Records. Another great band. And to finish it off, how about High End? You guys know who High End is?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Anthony and Bruno. Great band. I can't wait. It's going to be a rocking party.
He owns the Square Root, right, Tony?
Anthony owns the Square Root, yeah. I put a lot of shows there. So, and Ed, oh, also, we got a DJ that night, DJ Sherman. You guys all know who DJ Sherman is. He does quite a few shows with me at the Burren, and he's going to be the disc jockey that night. So I'm really looking forward to that. Everybody come out, you know, celebrate my 27th birthday. So, and then we're back in New York again. The Sins CD release in New York at the Parkside. You don't want to miss that either if you're in New York. That is on, let's see, we're looking at Friday, April 12th. It's going to be a great show. And then the next night at the Square Root, I have got...
That's in Rosendale. A lot closer to you, I'm sure.
Yep, in Rosendale. As a Square Root, I've got the Falsely Accused. If you don't know them, they've been playing up at the Worthing, and they've also played at the Square. 61 Ghosts, really good band.
Oh, I love them.
And
they're good friends of mine.
All right, there you go. And then Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp are playing, always good, from the Darlings. So that's just some of the things coming up, and I got a lot more than that. But one more, we got to say this, April 20th, and I'll tell you what, there are no advance sale tickets. You need to get there early. It's going to sell out. It's going to be packed. It's the CD release of the Sins' brand new CD at the Square Root with Mock Bell, High End, and the amazing Muck and the Myers. Now talk about a CD release.
That's
I told Cindy,
deal, yeah.
I said the place is going to be packed to the gills, so
I
you better get there
get
early.
There somehow,
you got to get there early. And then the next day, Sunday the 21st, the Sins and the Stigmatics, and a surprise guest that nobody knows about. So that's what I got going on. So
is it me? Is it me?
Is it you? Well, I don't know. Is it you? And so one more, another great New York band, really good friends. We got a band from New Hampshire called Horthfly Gulch and Exit 99, our good friend Anne from New York. She has got a brand new CD coming out. It's going to be great, and she's never played in Boston. Well, no, I'm sorry. She did play in Boston. She played with Sins the very first time the Sins played the Square. She was playing bass. And the Hummingbird Syndicate are on that bill as well. So that's pretty much covers April, but that's all I'm going to tell you about now. Stay tuned. Bootleg Dan presents a whole lot more.
I didn't realize Dan was going to go on that long. We're going to have to postpone Boston Groupie News Report because I wanted to play these next two songs. We said we'd play Cheap Trick, and I wanted to play Odin Stone because I see my buddy Ian's listening from Scotland. Yeah, that's right. The Scottish are listening. So, yeah, I'll play those two songs. It will be about, 8 minutes. We'll do the Boston Groupie News Report. Stay tuned.
Never.
Devils in Skirts, Odin Stone from Scotland. For that cheap trick, by request, Surrender live at Budokan. And now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on tonight and a little further out. It's the second. So we have TJ Welch and The Wasted, Hold Fast, The McGunks, and State of the Union for a 3 p.m. matinee at the Midway. That's starting in 20 minutes. Get on over there. Another matinee show. Negative Effects, Wrecking Crew, Wound Man, Savage Heads, Please Die, Eyewitness. That's at the Middle East Down. It started at 1 p.m. Still going on now. Tomorrow, Martin Morrell Fredette, as in like Scruffy the Cat Fredette, Girl with a Hawk, I Want a Cat. Hey, speaking of cats. And that's at the Midway tomorrow, 3 p.m. Also tomorrow, Protex Crimps, Mystery Girl at Deep Cuts, music at 7 p.m. What's Deep Cuts?
Deep Cuts is in Medford.
Oh. First I've heard of that. Thursday, Panic Problem from Baltimore, Wasted Time from Canada, and Health and Safety. They're playing in Mall of the Mass. Faces. Next Friday, Through It All, One Fall, Nicotines. That's at Deep Cuts in Medford, which we were just talking about. Color Killer in Dirty Water. And the Smell Tones. That's at Kodo, all ages and free, March 8th, Friday. There's a whole lot more goes. They got shows on here all the way into June. So check it out at bostongroupienews.com where you get all this and more. Here's State of the Union to start the last block. WLFO!
Lou and Herb that found our next single through just searches of publishing companies and stuff, and they came up with a song called Baby Talk. They brought the song to us, up to Jan's, you know, home studio. We sat and recorded how we normally did, which was two vocals and a piano, with sometimes with a click track, and then Herb and Lou would take that tape of ours into the studio, do it totally backwards. The vocals were already on, piano's already on, some little click track, and the musicians would put on earphones and try and play along with our little home recording. It was Renee Hall and those guys. Earl Palmer. So you watch these guys play, and they were really struggling with it. And it was at that point I realized that they were so precise that our meter wasn't as precise as their meter in the way they're used to playing. And I remember thinking, yeah, the days of recording up in the garage are probably over, because these guys are really, really good. We should probably do it the way that everybody else does it. Let them cut the tracks first and then, you know, do it in the studio.
She cannot speak very well. Everybody knows that, but to me she sure looks well in her baby clothes. I ask her if her love is true, and she only goes,
yeah.
That, which means to say she loves me.
Oh.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, for our last block, I'll say it real quick. We had State of the Union, The Wrecking Crew, Color Killer, Little Billy Lost, Glider, and that right there was Himmelfarb. They like their appearance on the show so much, he told me this morning they're going to make a CD out of it, so I can't wait. I got to get them the material. Hopefully I can find it. Not sure who's coming up next, but I'm sure they'll be here any minute. And if not, it's just great music. It will be played anyway, so stick around. My pleasure, Dan. Bootleg Dan. Thank you to Bootleg Dan. Thank you to The Sins, and thank you to all my listeners.